Rav Shlomo, also to make it even more special. But let's start with the Holy Chassidic Tzaddik, the Slonim Areb, Shem Kol Yisra. We're talking about the 7 days of Miluim. No, not the Miluim, nowadays Miluim. The 7 days of setting up the Mishkan. The Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu would mefarek, would take down the Mishkan, umamido Mishkan, and then he would put it back up. Every day, for some strange reason, Moshe Rabbeinu is taking down and putting back up the Mishkan. And the question obviously is, what is the deeper meaning behind this? What are we to make of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu every day starts it and closes the Mishkan until finally we leave it up? So, as we love to do here, I want to ask you guys, what do you think? What is the deeper meaning behind the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu takes down the Mishkan, puts up the Mishkan 7 days, 21 times, and only then, times. What?
Wait, every Shachar Mincha Maariv?
I don't know exactly when, but 21, 7 times 3. Oh, why 3? Because there's some sources that say he did it 3 times a day. And how did we get that? Hopefully, the Tevashal will explain.
How does that even work? Because you put it up, you take it down, you put it
up
again.
Yeah. Like
you got to take it down again, right?
Yeah, 3 times a day, put it up, take it down.
Oh, 3 times a day, put it up, and take it down.
3 times a day, put it up, take it down. Even on Shabbos.
How long would it be up for? 2 hours?
I don't know. But that's what Tiva Shalom says. So, what is the meaning behind this idea of putting up and taking down the Mishkan? Sages taught us in Tanchuma, Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Kol Shivat Yimei Malim, Haya Moshe Mefarko Ma'amdol Mishkan, Shtei Pamim B'kol Yom. Twice every day. Like you guys said. Rav Chanina Amar, Shalosh Pamim B'kol Yom. 3 times every day. 3 times every single day, according to Rav Chanina, Chanina Bar Dosa, the Yidin were putting up, Moshe Rabbeinu was getting a workout and putting up the Mishkan. We have to understand, Al Derech HaAvoda, as always, in terms of our own spiritual work, Inyan HaKamas HaMishkan, Kol Kach Harbeh Pa'amim. Why so many times do they have to put up the Mishkan? The point of a yid is to make a mikdash and to let God dwell within us. It doesn't say within him, it says within you, not in the Beit HaMikdash. We have to make the Shechina dwell inside of us. Within you, and you, and even you. That's right. Daniel, and Yehuda Meir, and Beinish, everybody. And even you, Larry. Hashem has to dwell inside of every single person here. And it's brought down in the Holy Works. Ala Pasuk, Me'ona, Elokei Kedem. In the Pasuk in Dvarim, Yehudi Tzarech Lasot Atzmo Ma'on Lelokei Kedem. You have to make yourself a vessel for godliness. That's why keeping every single Torah mitzvah, every single halacha is so important. Because you don't want to, let's say a guy's creating a radio, and he says, I'm going to do everything right, just one wire I'm going to, rewire. Can mess everything up. Similarly, every halacha makes a difference. And we have to create a vessel so that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can dwell within us. So God can dwell within every single one of us, every single day. We have to go in the ways of our holy fathers. We need to become experts in love, in awe, and in the balancing between these two midos, in splendor. And if you find the balance, which is so challenging, this is the time I need to be a chesed yid, this is the time I need to be a gvura yid, this is the time I have to do chesed, this is the time I have to learn, This time I have to say yes. This time I have to say no. And you're doing it in the way of Torah. As I mitkayem bo beyiresh mevnecha oyev yomei shamed. It is fulfilled within you, this idea that our enemies will be scattered. Zo ikar avodat shel yudi. This is the main avodah of a yid. Lasot asmo beis hamigdash ma'at shiyem makom lashras shechina. We can already understand something deep, even if we don't get the answer. We're saying that every yid has to make himself a vessel so that Hashem can dwell within us. Every yid has to become a mini base hamigdash. Let's do it. Hine, the answer is yeah. Kishem shamishkan kulam rumaz bo ala ilamas al yonas kavo me al gavoha. Kach gam rumaz mishkan al koymes adam shiit chachtim shnim shishlishim. So the mishkan actually symbolizes the human body. Just as there are many different parts of the mishkan, many different parts of the human body. And what happens in the Mishkan is what happens in our body. Well, Mishkan haya mechulak lekodesh kodeshim. In the Mishkan, there was the Holy of Holies. Shebo hayu aron rakruvim. Where was there was the Ark of the Covenant and the cherubs. Hechol bo hayu amenorah ashulchan mamizeach mitak there. And the second area was the Hechol, where there was the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Miktar, which is, we also call that the Kodesh. The Azara Boya Mizbeach Achitzon. And the Azara was the external area where the regular folk chilled. Ukmoken, Bekomat Adam, Yeshkam Chalakim. You know, there's also three different parts of man. Hamoach, the brain, which I imagine corresponds to the Kodesh Kodeshim. Halev, I imagine the Heichal, Vaivarim, the Azara, the body parts. Ukeshem, Sheshleimus HaMishkan, Oteret Mikol Chalakav, just as the Mishkan is formed through all of its parts being aligned. Kach HaShleimus Shal Yudi Liyot Makom HaShras HaShchina Yalidei, Shizkadish V'chol Chalakav, Shirayu LaShras HaShchina. We need to sanctify ourselves so that all of the parts of our body, our brains, our hearts, our intellect, our emotion, and our actions are all coordinated to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Val derech zeh, biarnu inyan akla'im ha'omdim shem geder saviv ha'mishkan. Now, if we're assuming now, we're explaining now that the Mishkan corresponds to man, so outside of the Adar, we have the klayim, we have the curtains. So what does that correspond to? Gdorim v'siagim b'avodas Hashem. We also have to make certain laws, rabbinical laws and laws upon ourselves to make sure that we do things correctly, that we don't get trapped in our desires. K'de'isa b'toyis avos, as Toyis avos teaches, gader mizev v'gader mizev t'lechet rachel regel bilam, where he was Bilam, it was
squished.
Right, his foot got squished in between. A yid needs darim and siagim. Geder mizeh ba'asetov. V'shiyeh lo geder b'torah b'avodah shelo yiplo l'apnayas machshav ha'zayros. I need to create laws in my Torah and avodah so I won't have extraneous thoughts. Right, let's say, you know what? I end up checking my phone during Chazarat HaShatz. So I'm going to make a new rule for myself. No, it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch. But I decided it's best for my Avodas Hashem to leave my phone in my knapsack and not bring it into the shul. Because I find myself checking my phone in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz. Right? Or let's say I find that I'm not able to learn Torah properly. And I have to ask myself, what can I do? I need to go to a Beis Medrash. Okay, I'm going to learn at home, but it's not working. I have to make rules that are not written in the Shulchan Aruch that will enhance my Avodas Hashem. Yeah? You have to make laws. You have to tell yourself, I have to make rules in the physical realm so that I don't get too physical. I don't over-physicalize. Because if I over-physicalize, I'm not going to have space in my vessels to allow Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence into my life. Try to mute whoever's... After you'll teach me how to do that. And we get rid of all of our bad habits by looking at our lives and saying, what is holding me back in my mind about Hashem? What new rules do I have to take upon myself? And then when you make that effort, that special effort to go and make a siyag upon yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees your efforts and he gives you unbelievable siyata dishmaya. Unbelievable. I've seen it in my own eyes. For example, maybe you'll say this is a silly example. This is an example in my own life. When I eat too much, I don't daven so well usually. So I have this issue with Shalosh Shudis. I don't really want to eat. I want to daven. But when I've taken upon myself to only eat a kazayas of bread and like nothing else, like just mamish, that's it. Maybe like a half a tomato, and I don't eat more. It doesn't affect my mar badly. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it with my own experience. When you do, even though physically that doesn't make sense, but I've seen for myself that Hashem helps. Hashem helps in miraculous ways when you try to take things upon yourself. L'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nechon? Hodei Shloimar, Inyan HaKlayim, Shayu Sviv HaMishkan Machadar Hashem Ayu B'Bchinas Or Mekif. Now the klayim also represents the external light, haromez inyan emuna, which reminds us of emuna. She or mekif kumotri bemunatchas v'yatecha. If you have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it will completely affect all of your life. Everything will be different. It's an or mekif. It changes everything. And that's a klayim where when I am in reminding myself of emuna and living in a state of emuna, it changes all of my avodas Hashem, says in Tiva Shalom. Etzel Yehudia Amunai Chazut Hakol. I'm living in a world and realizing that everything from Hashem, it changes everything. All the challenges I'm going through look very differently. Kmo Dechtiv, Kol Mitzvotecha Emuna. All of your mitzvahs are Emuna, says in Tiva Shalom. Kol HaTorah BaMitzvah Shal Yehudi Tuyim B'midas Emuna. All of your Torah and mitzvahs are dependent on the midah of Amuna, uve'erach habirut sheyesh lo be'emuna, and if you have clarity in Amuna, zeh amrumas beklayim shesvei b'mishkan, and that was alluded to in the klayim. Vayne shabatorak dasha melamedet lana b'parshat the mishkan at avoda that you do tzerich lasod b'atzma b'kdei la'agia la'tachlis shel v'asul mikdash shechan v'torchan. This is a hint of the avoda that needs to be done in order to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into our lives. For example, you have to live a life of Amuna. And every little detail of the Mishkan, if we were to understand, if we understood the Hasidic and the Kabbalistic secrets, we would understand how it actually aids our personal avodas Hashem. And we can actually sanctify ourselves from our little pinky toe to our head. And we should be creating a container for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell in our lives. And we have to make darim. We have to take laws upon ourselves. Extra things. Darim is yagim shu gador behem labal yavo pratzos b'mishkano v'yaroi l'shriyas hashchina. And you have to ask myself, what can I take upon myself, which that will be the Mishkan, where I close myself off from certain taivas, certain desires, even if they're not usher. But that's going to create a space for me to create a vessel for the Vasuli Mikdash, Shechanti B'tocham. And Shiva, Shimei Miluim, Shekid Mula, Kamas Mishkam, Shebehem Hayu, Mefarkim, Mekamim et Mishkam, Bechol Yimei, Yamo, Melamed et Torah Ketoshet, the Derech Leyudi. And this too, the Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu, to erect and to take down the Mishkan, this also is teaching us something about our avodas Hashem. Shagam im amel umityageya livnot et mishkano. I worked so hard to create my mishkan. I was doing so well. I was doing amazing. Lachem again, nichshav enafel lagamri. And oy, I fell. I mamish fell. Mekol binyaneh hitparek, and your whole building fell apart. Al yitya'esh. Don't give up. Al yitna'er miyad yashuv yitno. Don't go home and say, I have no hope, I have no chance. Aser liyuthi lipol barucho. You can't get down on yourself. Even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Nachman often reminds us, the greatest tool of the Yetzer Hara is to get down on yourself after you make a mistake. You have to know you're never completely disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's always hope. You can rebuild that Beis HaMikdash. You can rebuild that Chor Bashul in our background. It's never too late. Could be 140 years where it's just destroyed, but one day we're going to bring it back. What?
It has to be done by the year 6000.
Hopefully way before.
Yeah, way before.
And that's the Avoid of the Miluim. Leferek the Mishkan Lakim Oshuv. Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding us, you know, there's going to be times Yidden when you're going to fall down, when everything's going to fall apart. The book of Erev, the two times, morning and night. To the dark times and to the light times. Rabbi Chanina says three times. 7 times 3 is 21. 7 times 3 is 21. So the Shabbos, they also brought it down. How could Moshe put it up on Shabbos?
He's gotta take it down.
Or maybe he did it with mystical ways. He didn't actually physically do it. He did it in spiritual ways. There wasn't any malacha. That's what Tiva Shalom suggests. In any case, it's 21. Okay. He did it with his eyes. He said, "Shabakom the middle light that shum malacha." Okay. Chafalef u'gminatra Hashem ekiyeh. I will be. Shushem Tshuva, which is also the name of God of Tshuva. Good to know. It's 21. Ukamosha.
I'm in the Tshuva.
You're in the Tshuva. And Jackie Robinson is double Tshuva. 42. Ukashmosha Aymar, as it says in the Holy Rebbe's Chosik HaGalanayinu, the Beis Avram, Shenyana Mashi Yudim Kabbalah Atzma, Aekya Mashi Ye, Aya, whatever was, Mashi Haya Haya, but I'm going to be a new creation. And even if I said, I've gotten this diet 100 times, I've tried to keep that aloch every time, tried to make that seder 100 times, it's never going to happen. No. A yid never gives up. A yid mamish never gives up. I'm taking it by myself. I'm going to get better. It's going to be better. Machar is going to be better. Even if you took it on yourself, I said, last Yom Kippur, I took it on myself. Didn't work. From now on, I'm making myself a vessel for the Shechinah. Everything's going to change. Doesn't matter how many times you fall, if you take upon yourself a hachlota, things are going to change. Everything's going to be different this time. No matter how many times, Moshe Rabbeinu, even before we build the Mishkan, he's telling us, as the first Rashi in our parsha tells us, the Mishkan is a collateral for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, you're going to sin. But don't bring your sin. Never give up. The main thing of a yid is that even after you sin, it doesn't matter how many times you messed up. You have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do tshuva. You could always change. There's no such thing as giving up for a yid.
I don't know if this is true, but
Oh, yes, Lomar, one more thought than Tiva Shalom. By the way, did you guys know that Tiva Shalom used to give these over on Shabbos and someone memorized them? So you can almost feel the Kedusha of Shabbos. Someone memorized everything he said and like gave it over. This is the drushes he gave to his
someone who does that KPY with her Blockman's tishes, which go like 3-4 hours.
Wow.
And this guy just has a great memory and just gives like pages of notes after Shabbos.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyways. Oh, there's some vinyan. I come as a Mishkan. Upiruka v'choyom. Putting up the Mishkan and taking it down. The kasher yudi bonet bet ha-migdash. Ma'at shelo alav. Livtok tamid etev et binahu. Karoivim en begimos v'vinyano. When you're creating your beis migdash, which is your body, you have to ask yourself, do I have a pgam? Right, these are the days before Purim when we have to be engaged in tshuva. We have to be asking ourselves, what can I fix? What can I help? What can I work on myself? Is there something which I'm doing when I do this, it's causing the Shekhinah to run away from me? Is there something I'm doing? I have to analyze. Chas v'shalom. And I have to build it again. Shlim binyano b'yeter amkus b'yeter shleimus. And I have to rebuild with more completion. And that's a chon of the 7 days of milim before we created the mishkan. Kedei shiyah binyan shalom k'mdoon d'arminim. Samchem, 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 binyan shalom. So the Tiva Shalom is teaching us that first we have to work on ourselves and then we'll be zoicha to a complete building. Ay, 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 samchem, samchem, ay, 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 samchem, samchem, binyan shalom. Samchem, samchem, ay, ay, binyan shalom. Samchem, samchem, ay, 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 samchem, samchem, bivinyun shalayim, ay-di-di-di-di-di-di, di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di- says in 45 seconds, Tim Shalom began and asked, what's the meaning of the up and the down of the Mishkan? And it turns out that every single thing in the Mishkan has some spiritual symbolism. We may not be aware of it. We have to ask our Kabbalistic friends. He revealed to us that building the Mishkan is a reminder that we are the Mishkan. We have to create a vessel for the Mishkan. And then we understood that Moshe Rabbeinu put it up and down to remind us that no matter how many times the Yid falls down, you always have to know that you can do tshuva. And to always remind us to check ourselves to make sure there's nothing that we're doing, which is holding ourselves back from being a makom that's ra'i for the Shechina. And now I'd love to hear if you guys have a hachlata, something you want to take upon yourself, or just something inspirational that you took from the class that you want to take that inspiration into your avodas Hashem.